Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna And we are back. I am back. My name is George. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Yes, I was not here last week. Am I a mess? Please, if you think it is not okay that I come all of a sudden, like, boom, my Instagram goes to no new episode this week, please let me know if that's not okay. You know, I was not okay last week. I will say that. I was in a manic state. And I was not okay. I wanted to talk about really, really wild things, which I'll probably just talk about on another episode because I want this week to be light. So I do have an episode coming out soon, though, that is going to be juicy. Not juicy, but like it's going to really be a lot for some people. We are going to be talking about hurt and anger and many emotions that a lot of people are scared to discuss. So I'm very excited about that. When I wanted to do it, I was not in the right space to talk about things because I was in that moment where like anything is up for grabs. Like I will go off. So I'm much better now. I'm much more zen and ready to talk and see both sides. And see, that's the thing about me. When I'm in that moment like that, I don't see both sides. I see my side and that is it. But now I could say that I see both sides, okay? And that's really where the first part of forgiveness happens. But we are not discussing that this week. This week we are discussing interior design trends. I'm so excited. So, fun fact, season one of Social Blend, we are now on season four. Really, this should have been like season five, but it's fine. Season one, I was like, let's do 90 episodes. Like, let's go crazy. So season one, I kind of said, like, I wanted to discuss interior design. I wanted to talk about, like, fashion fads and things that are in now that may not be in. If you know me, I think you could say I am pretty good at knowing what's in and what's not. I always could kind of vibe and see, like, okay, that's in for now, but it's not going to be in the future. So we will discuss that today. Before that, though, I do want to talk about just a few topics and different things that are going on around the world in my life. First of all, yes, it was my birthday last week. Was it my birthday last week or the week? Guys, 2 weeks ago was my birthday. I turned an age. And I was so, okay, usually on my birthday, I'm not okay. I am okay, but like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's such a sacred time for me, and I feel like I like to really do things maybe alone or like with people, but I just want a relaxing day because I feel like my life is so chaotic on the normal that like this one day where I was birthed by my mother, I would like a peaceful day. A peaceful celebration of my life. So that's why I, on my birthday, just really celebrated it on the beach. And it was a lot of fun. And I couldn't have been happier. I usually will go like to the spa and zen out there, do the saunas, love it. But this year, it was gorgeous outside. It was 86 outside. For New Jersey, that is insane. So I said, you know what? Forget the spa. I could do that another day when it's like raining out and disgusting outside. I am going to the beach. And it was a beautiful day. I got my little coffee. I sat on the beach. There was nobody there because it's like a weird time. Like in New Jersey, like the only time people are truly going to the beach is like June, July, August, maybe a little bit of September. That's it. So no one's on the beach. Nobody. It couldn't have been better. It was such a great day. I starved myself and I was so happy. I was so happy. I was like, wait, I'm not really hungry. Like, I'm just not going to eat. Like, oh my God. Because I was going to be like, let me get myself a little birthday lunch. Because where I went is like it's a bougie beach. It's very classy. I love it there. Not going to tell you the name because I don't want any of you guys knowing that beach. Even though it's a popular beach, but it's fine. So they have really, really cute restaurants all around the beach and a little off the beach because there's like a bay area too where you could like go out to eat too. So I was going to do that. And then I was like, I'm not even hungry. And like I had a little breakfast and I had a coffee. So I was like, you know what? Let's take this day up a notch. Not only am I going to have fun on the beach, but I'm going to probably lose a pound. Absolutely. No one come for me. I am okay. Please, 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 please relax. So yeah, my birthday was great. Loved it. It was a peaceful day. Exactly what I wanted. And it couldn't have been better. But now let's talk about the weather. So of course we know that spring is wild. It's March and April. And one day it's gorgeous. The next day it's freezing. The next day it's snowing, sleeting, you know, hurricanes and all that stuff. Tell me why. Last week, gorgeous. This week, disgusting. The weather is horrible. It's cold here. It's windy. I'm like, what? Where are we right now? Like, what happened to the 80 degree weather? So I need this to turn around for the better. And I need that 80 degree and up starting now. So let's hope for that. And I am so excited for the summer. Is my body excited? Absolutely not. But maybe it'll get there. Next, we have some celebrity gossip. We have Lindsay Lohan. She is pregnant, as we all know. She posted a photo of her and her baby bump. I'm so happy for her. Love her. She has truly made an incredible comeback, and I couldn't have been happier for her. She is a childhood star that we all know and love. So I really feel like we should protect those people. And you know, I just feel like now my generation, I feel like we are very understanding about these celebrities and what they go through and with mental illness and stuff like that. And I feel like we now know and we have the tools and we do not shame people for being a certain way. And instead we kind of embrace it, but also say, listen, are you ready to get help? And we kind of move forward from there. But proud of her. She's incredible. Sadly, Jerry Springer has passed away. 79. He had a certain kind of cancer. He found it a few months ago. Him and the family found out about it. And it just kind of took a toll for the worst. So, yeah, RIP. That was, oh my God, Jerry Springer. The show was incredible. I always would watch it with my grandmother. And we would just die laughing. So thank you so much for everything. Next, Meghan Trainor and her husband Daryl. I call him the spy kid guy. they have announced that they are having a baby boy. So this is gonna be their second child. Also, she has her own podcast called Working on It with her brother. And two things about it. Number one, they had Trisha Paytas on it. Incredible, stunning. Like, they're both moms talking. I'm like, what is going on right now? I love Trisha. I miss Frenemies. If you guys know, you know. And so that's number one. Number two, Meghan Trainor's brother is looking for like a significant other. So I'm telling all my friends, I'm like, hey, listen. Do you find this man attractive? And if they're like, yeah, I'm like, all right, here's his Instagram. Please DM him. Make something happen. I just need to get a photo with Megan. And that's pretty much it. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, there is so much more, like, someone got fired at Fox. Tucker Carlson got fired from Fox. Or not fired, but, like, I guess they decided to go their separate ways for him. And then CNN, what's his name? Don Lemon. I don't know. He got fired from CNN, which I was a little shocked. I was like, wait, what? I'm like, didn't he have his own show, his own... Guys, one thing about me, I'm just going to say it. I don't watch the news like that. Like, I do not... One thing about me is I will not watch anything unless it's Housewives. That is going to ruin my mental health. And one of those things are the news. I can't do it. You could tell me a million times. Again, one thing about me is that I will not watch something that will ruin my mental health, like the news, unless it's like Housewives or something really, really enjoyable to watch. I can't do it. I can't. And I get yelled at all the time by everyone I know saying, you're horrible. You don't know the world. I do know the world. I have TMZ. I know the world. And I'm sorry, if it's something crazy, I'll probably hear about it by someone. So I'll hear about it some way. Other than that, there's really nothing else going on. I know Alec Baldwin, like, is now not charged for something. Like, if that was me, I would have been in jail. But he's Alec Baldwin, I guess. So he could just get off of criminal charges. But that's that. Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com, and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%. 30% or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today. And now to talk about interior design trends. Your host, George. Thank you, everyone. Welcome to my interior design trends talk. We have a lot. We have a lot to talk about. I have things that are in. I have things that are out. I have things that are going to, are on their way out. I have a lot to discuss. And I feel like I don't want you guys, especially people that listen to my podcast, I don't want you guys being fooled into these trends when they're disappearing or they're just not a thing anymore. Now, before I say any of this, I do want to disclose, number one, this is my opinion. Number two, if you like a style that I'm about to tell you is not in anymore, who cares? If you love it, you love it. And you do you. I'm just letting you know what I feel like is in and what I feel like is out. And you could either go forward with those trends, or you could live in that trend forever and love it. I am not judging you. I am not saying that is disgusting. How dare you, you know, have that polka dot wallpaper all over your bathroom. I'm not going to say that. It's my opinion, if I like it or if I don't. And that's it. That's honestly it. And that's the whole thing about this podcast. And that's why I love doing it, because it's my opinion. So we, like I said, we do have a lot. And please no one hate me for doing this. All right. So let's start with things that I feel like are out. Number one. Gray is dead. Stop buying gray. Stop it. It's done. People have used and abused it so much. Now, here's my thing. You could do a warm gray. You could do a nice little warm hint of gray, like in a green. Like, I have, okay, currently in my room, I have like a nice, I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like a greenish, stone gray. Gorgeous, stunning. It's like not gray, but it is gray. Like, it's, I love it. Then in my living room, I have a gorgeous, like greenish gray. And that one has a subtle tones of gray, subtle tones of green. You mix that shit together and it's incredible. With me, I just feel like grays are not in anymore because people have overdone it so much. I've seen properties where it's like gray floors, gray walls, gray appliances, gray furniture. No, absolutely not. Do not do that. If you do want a gray, and if you do like a gray, this is what I suggest: white wall, light floors, gray furniture. Or light walls, gray, white wall, light floors, and then you do some dark colors around. A pillow, a lamp, something like that. It's over. It's over. And I've done it. Do not think I haven't done it. I've done it. I've done the gray floors, the gray, of course. It's over. Pack it up. It's done. And if you want to move on with something, no, don't do it. What I suggest is doing a light. Now, here's the thing. I love some dark walls. Obsessed with dark walls. I would do a dark wall. Not gray. Do a black. How about that? It's over. Like gray, you're over. It's done for you. No more gray walls. No more gray floors. No more gray siding. Enough, enough, enough. The houses look crazy now. I feel like I live in Seattle, Washington, with all the dark color siding on everyone's houses. It just plain and simple, I'm sorry, I'm gonna just say it. It looks cheap now. That's it. It looks cheap. And I knew that from the start. And that's why I was going with different tones of gray, because I don't want it to look cheap. It took me for my room a year and a half to find a certain kind of gray, because I did not want it to look cheap. And that's what these houses are looking like. Cheap. And you're paying for expensive paint. Why am I yelling? I don't know. So, I don't know why I'm yelling. I think because I'm just like really annoyed with it. Because a lot of it is like contractors. They don't know anything. They don't know design. They don't know how to make a house look cute. They just build shit and it looks freaking horrible all the time. Oh my God. I need to calm down. What's in right now is, I would say, whites and off-whites. If you're going to do furniture, if you're going to do, not furniture, if you're going to do, kitchens, I say white. Do white. Or, like, a wood. Like, do a dark wood. Do a light wood. You got to remember that things fade, but things also come back. So wouldn't you rather have something that lasts you 20 years instead of like 5 years? And that's what this trend is right now. Next on our list, we have matching furniture. Matching furniture, as the years go on, are out. I'm telling you right now. I think a house looks such... like, I feel like a house with non-matching furniture has such more of an aesthetic than matching furniture. Now, one thing I will say, I hate a house with different couches. That, I'm not talking about that. You better match those couches. Or just get one big couch and then smaller pieces. Like single chairs or... what's that? I don't know that kind of chair. Like, just something that's good. Then that's different, of course. But yeah, matching furniture, out. For me personally, I think mixed match furniture is in. I mean, right now in my room, I have a gorgeous wood dresser. And I have gorgeous green, guys. Emerald green. Stunning nightstand. Two different things. And then I have, of course, my bed. And that's it. And to me, it's like a stun. It's stunning pieces. Stunning. Because it's like a nice dark wood dresser. A gorgeous repainted. I did it myself. I mean, of course he did. Beautiful. So, like I said, my opinion, guys. And that's all I have to say about that. Next, we have matte finishes. Guys, no. No! No more matte finishes. I do not want anything matte finished. Add some woods. Add some woods. It's over. It was a trend. It looked beautiful. Please, me too. I did it too. But it's done. It looks tacky. It looks crazy. There's that. Next, white ceilings. Stop. Before you start thinking, white ceilings are okay. I personally like a white ceiling, but it looks so nice with the same color that you have on the walls to be on your ceiling for certain colors. Certain colors. To me, darker. If you have a dark wall, a dark ceiling, stunning. Stunning. But if it's, you really have to figure things out, because like, let's say you do a yellow wall. Yellow is not gonna look good on a ceiling. Don't do it. But if you have a dark, dark toned wall, like immaculate ceiling if you do it like that. Me personally, I love a white wall. I'm gonna keep my white wall. And that's, I mean, my white ceiling. And that's okay. Rugs gotta go. That's my next one. I'm tired of rugs. I hate rugs. They're disgusting. Ugh. I scrub my rugs constantly. And I just feel like they never look good. I hate rugs. And after 2 years of rugs, you walk all over it. It makes indents. Disgusting. Rip them out. Ew. No. It's done. It is done. I can't. An entryway rug, okay. A living room rug, maybe for a moment in time. I don't want to see, like, in my room right now, I have rug. I hate it. I can't wait. I want to rip it out. I want to rip it out right now. I'm tired of it. Everyone's like, is he okay? I'm fine. Next is metal furniture. Farmhouse land. It's done. It is done. Unless it looks elegant. My mom's good friend. Gorgeous, stunning house. It's a farm theme. Farmhouse theme. But it's chic farmhouse. It's stunning. It looks incredible. There's no metal. It's wood. It makes it look stunning. It makes it look unique. So that's it. I fell for that trend too. Trust me. We have metal chairs right now in my kitchen. Disgusting. Not anymore. Well, no, still, but soon, not anymore. I'm done with that. Chandelier light covers. I don't know what they're really called, but no, that's done. That's done. First of all, it's chaos to clean, chaotic to clean. I shake, my eye twitches when I just think about having to clean it. We used to have those, and literally one day I yanked those suckers out. I said, I am done cleaning those. And now we have a beautiful chandelier with no covers, and it looks stunning. It looks like a brand new chandelier. Next, cluttered rooms, of course, because we have the matching sets. So we have four dressers, we have five nightstands. No more of that. No more. You don't need that. Less is more. That's honestly the main thing about all of this. Less is more. So do that. And then last, we have the, oh my God, words on the wall decor. No, it's done. No more words on the walls. No more live, laugh, live, love, leave. No, get it out. It's done. Everyone knows we live, we laugh, we love, we leave. We know. Home is where the heart is. No, it's not. Home is where the bed is. Go to sleep. So take that out. I love you all. I love you dearly. Take it out. If you want a little thing, a little cute thing, like you're watching TV, you see the little cute sign, you're like, oh, home. That's fine. My mom does that, actually. That's fine. But not a picture frame. Live in the love and the laugh and the love of the family, and you come home to the eat. No, I don't like that. That looks crazy. Now, again, I'm not judging you guys if you have it. I will come to your house and say, cute. But I'm just saying, like, for me, it's a no. So now these are things that are in. Like I said, white and off-white. I feel like that is such a trend right now. But I feel like that's something that will forever be in the motion of the trends. Even if one day it's technically not a trend anymore, it's still going to be in. Next is florals. When I talk about florals, I'm talking like wallpaper. Like that right now is very in. I personally hate wallpaper, so I don't think I'll ever do this with the floral designs, because I don't like that stuff, because that can become no longer a trend and it will look crazy, or it could just still look stunning and cute. So you don't know, but for me personally, I can't do it. Mixed match furniture, like I said, that's really in right now. Woods are back. Absolutely. Woods are back. Figure it out. I just feel like the metals are over, and the nice woods are back. So definitely look out for that. Less is more. Like I said, no more cluttered rooms. Enough of that. I know less is more. I know that has been a trend lately, but I feel like that's not leaving anytime soon. I feel like we need that less is more. Little cute things around the house is fine. Like if you want a little like an aesthetic piece, I love my flowers, my fake flowers, my real flowers. I have a snake plant. I have those little bushy things on my dresser. Like that looks cute to me, but you can't overdo it. I go into plants. I love a good plant in a house. I mean, a real one, it gives a nice aesthetic. It makes it look cute, tells a story, tells that you could keep a living thing in your house. And lastly would be vintage photos. Instead of that ugly word stuff on the wall, do nice photos. If you live on a mountaintop, have stunning photos of mountains. Like if you live down the shore, beautiful photos of the beach. They have stuff. They have canvas. I love canvas personally, but you can use whatever you want. Because canvas could also look tacky, but it just does depend on the space. Yeah. Make it nice. Make it cute. Do grandma and grandpa on a wall. I don't know. Like something. It's your world and you're living in it. So make it as spectacular as you want. But also don't forget these little tips about things that are in and things that are out. Because you don't want to spend all this money on something and then you have to rip it all down. Or now it's not in style. So now you look dumb. Stop. That's so rude. Other than that, that's all I have to say, guys. And it's been a long episode, and I probably sound crazy on it because I'm like, no, absolutely not. But this is coming from a good space and a good heart. You can listen to it if you want. You don't have to if you don't want to. But, of course, I will end with a quote of the week, and this one of course has to do with interior design. So this week's quote of the week is, a room should never be allowed. Oh god, I mess this up all the time. A room should never allow the eye to settle in one place. Boom. True. Have different parts of the room. That's why I love mismatched furniture. I love it, but it has to have an aesthetic to it. It has to actually, like, match without matching. Like, it has to tell stories to me, and to me that is a house. I've been to another friend's house in Jersey City. She has like a cute apartment with her boyfriend. This house is very small, but the stuff they have in it is gorgeous. Like, they have these pieces that you just want to talk about. Like, where did you get that yellow couch? And why are the walls this color? And it just tells a story. And I'm just like, wait, this is really fun. Now, that might not be my style, but it tells a story. And it does show a trend. And that a trend that is still going on forever. So you got to look for that. And that's kind of what I'm doing at the same time. I'm trying to look for that trend that will stay on forever and move forward for generations to come. Even though sometimes it might not be fully popular, it'll always stay popular. So, other than that, have a great weekend, guys. Hopefully, it's nice out. Hopefully, this weather is going to change, and we have gorgeous weather soon to come. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe.